we are now entering a chapter of human civilization that I have to label radical abundance in the digital realm, that is, in anything that can be constructed as information, either text, images, audio, video, etc. And that's, of course, because of AI, but also the internet, etc. But radical abundance in that area, combined with extreme scarcity of commodities. Extreme scarcity will only worsen. And I'm talking about scarcity of things like copper, like silver, things that are used to build robots or to build data centers or to create steel even. You're going to have extreme scarcity in those areas because there's so much investment taking place in building out infrastructure to take advantage of the radical abundance that's made possible by AI and the digital space. And also, of course, the quest for AGI or even superintelligence beyond that. So these two things are going to coexist, and we're already seeing the opening stages of that. And it creates incredible opportunities, but also great risks. And so in this podcast, I would like to help you walk through this a little bit. And let's start with the opportunities, because never before in human history have you had instant access to the world's knowledge. All the knowledge that's ever been written in the world is available right now. And some of it, a large portion of it's available through our AI tools right now, free of charge. You can go to brighteon.ai, and that's the word bright, followed by E-O-N, brighteon.ai, and you can click on our tools and use them all for free. And the two most popular tools are the brightu.ai AI chatbot, which knows everything about nutrition, natural health, alternative medicine, preparedness, survival, history, honest money, decentralization, you know, the history of corrupt governments and the history of false flags and all kinds of things like that. And you can chat with it, you can have it write articles, summarize things. It's amazing. And then the other tool that's even more popular and even more useful is our book creation engine that will research and write a book for you in about 20 minutes. And the book quality is amazing. The research is amazing. It does all the research, the writing, the fact checking with near zero hallucinations, completely free of charge, packages it into a PDF, does all the cover art, everything, and you can download it for free. And because of tools like this, you can actually create a book on any topic that you want to learn. It's not even about creating a book so other people can read it, although everybody else can also read it. It's about creating the book that you want to read and then reading it and creating the book that will teach you the things you want to learn and then learning. And these kinds of tools, again, have never existed before in history. And so now anybody can learn anything without having to pay a single penny, as long as you have access to the internet, let's say, which most of the world does at this point, by far the vast majority. And even in countries that have large levels or high levels of poverty, like India, you still have something like 85% of households have access to the internet. So internet access is approaching universality. And that means almost everybody can do this. So people have access to the world's knowledge at any time, anywhere, almost free of charge. And since our engine will be producing content in multiple languages, well, then we'll be able to reach billions of people with this book creation engine across the whole world. Now, it used to be, until just recently, it used to be that the only way to learn something was you either had to buy books on it, and those really weren't widely available around the world on a lot of important subjects. especially academic textbooks. They're also very expensive. They can be hundreds of dollars each. Or you had to go to a university, which involved a lot of money and a lot of dedication of time. And there at the university, then, yeah, you learn things. Until recently, you just got indoctrinated with wokeness in the Western world. But now you don't need to go to a university. In fact, universities are practically obsolete as of right now. You don't need to go to a university to learn anything. You can learn everything outside of a university and in a much faster format and completely free of charge. Whether you want to master mathematics or physics or chemistry or any kind of sciences or engineering or philosophy or culture or history, anything, any subject you can think of, you can now learn it outside a university completely free of charge. And you can also become an expert in nutrition and health. And you can learn how to master your own longevity or your own performance or your own athletic recovery. Or you can be your own best doctor in many ways, because even mainstream conventional doctors, their knowledge base is now obsolete also. And you don't need a doctor to get answers on health questions any longer. You can get those answers through AI. And those AI engines, like our AI engine at brightu.ai, is more knowledgeable than any human doctor that has ever lived. And again, that information is free of charge. On top of this, you're now in the creator economy, where you can use AI tools to create whatever you want in the digital space. So using the music engine, Suno, you can create the songs that you want to hear. And I've been using Suno now for, I guess, about 2 years. And I love it because it lets me create the music I want to listen to with the words that I want to hear. The music that's meaningful to me. And our book engine, similar type of thing. Now you can create the books you want to read or the books you want to share with the world. And with audio engines, you can now create audio conversations, and soon we'll have audiobooks available at brightlearn.ai for most of the more popular books. You'll be able to download a free audiobook. It might even be, 10 hours of audio, whatever it is, you'll be able to listen to the audiobook. How cool is that? And then you also live in a world right now where you can generate video using services like Kling AI and many others. And these engines right now, they're kind of limited. They'll typically limit you to 10 seconds of video at a time or something. But that's going to change dramatically. And there's Sora and there are other tools that do longer durations. You fast forward 6 months or maybe 10 months, you're going to have very mature video creation engines that not only produce the video, but also do the voices and the sound effects. I mean, that's already happening with many engines. You'll be able to produce, 60 seconds of video or maybe 5 minutes of video, and eventually a mini documentary or an episode that might be a TV show, or sooner or later, and this might be a couple years out, but you'll be able to create feature films, the movies that you want to watch. You'll be able to prompt the engine to create that movie for you. Just like you can prompt our engine to create the books that you want to read at brightlearn.ai. So this gives you radical abundance in the digital economy. You can instantly generate recipe books that you want. You can instantly generate books about, holistic pet care or home gardening or anything you want. How to build shelters, whatever you want. How to build a concrete house. I don't know. Anything you want. Could be a book on car maintenance or home maintenance or farm maintenance or how to build fences or raise farm animals or how to vibe code. How to safely have self-custody of your crypto. Anything. You can create a book on that. So, in one sense then, our world is going to become incredibly abundant, and the price of digital content will continue to plummet towards zero. And of course, we have already dropped the price of books to zero. We've made books free. We've made it free to create the book. We've made it free to read the book and all the books. We have over 600 books currently published at brightlearn.ai. And before long, that's going to be 6,000 books and then 60,000 books. You know, it's just going to continue to climb. And all of those will be free. So the cost of machine intelligence is also plummeting dramatically, which means you'll be able to use the help of machine cognition, that is AI engines, to help you with any problem that you might want to solve that exists in a digital space. It could be accounting, it could be writing poetry, it could be writing articles, it could be generating movies, it could be writing books, it could be anything. So massive radical abundance in the digital space. So now let's talk about the scarcity in the commodities space. This scarcity will include, well, in the short term, food. You know, food prices will continue to rise. But there will be scarcity of minerals. I already mentioned copper, maybe even aluminum. I mean, I know that aluminum is very abundant, but I'm talking about refined aluminum. There will be scarcity in gold and silver, as you're seeing reflected in the rising prices of those precious metals. But we already see massive scarcity in rare earths because of some of the trade war issues between the US and China. But these rare earth minerals are needed for construction of everything from solar panels to wind turbines to green energy to electronics, military, defense, weapon systems, etc. And that scarcity is very real, and it's critical. You will see scarcity in energy, especially in the United States. We don't have an energy infrastructure that is needed to serve the digital economy. So even though we can have all this runaway abundance in the digital space, all of that still has to be powered by, you know, kilowatt hours. And we don't have much of an infrastructure, at least not enough infrastructure, to keep up with the digital space demand for servers and, you know, AI machines and inference and all of that. So we're going to end up in energy scarcity, food scarcity, commodities scarcity, rare earths scarcity, where it means that you'll be paying through the nose for food, but you'll be able to get an entire college education completely free. See, that's the contrast that I'm trying to point out here. Some things will be radically inexpensive, and other things will be dramatically more expensive. And navigating that is going to be a challenge. So let me give you some tips that I think will be important as we navigate this together. Number one, learn to grow more of your own food. And as robots become more popular and more widely available, then turn to robots to help you garden. And in fact, I'm going to be acquiring and testing robots for that very purpose. I've already pre-announced that on my show, that we want to see robots do things like moving dirt or pulling weeds. If they can do just those two things, they can help. They can help you grow more food with less time. So use technology to help you create the commodities and resources that are going to be scarce. And what's wonderful about food is, you know, it's a gift from God and Mother Nature, in the sense that as long as you have the seeds and the water and the soil and the sunlight, then Mother Nature creates the food for you. You are just the caretaker of it. So you can actually create food abundance by growing more of your own food. And if you know about food forests and the group Food Forest Abundance, that's why they're named that, because it's about having your own food system that continually produces food that you need to live and to be healthy. So that's one thing. In terms of gold and silver, well, for you and me, those are really monetary metals. So that's a storage of asset value. And the only solution there, since you can't grow silver, is to stockpile it in advance of the price going up. So acquire gold and silver by trading your fiat currency for precious metals. and then sit on that as a store of value, which eventually you'll be able to trade in for much more purchasing power, probably after the dollar collapses, is my guess. But you'll also be able to barter silver with things like garden seeds. Or maybe one day you trade gold for robots, and the robots can help you garden. So by stockpiling gold and silver to the extent that you can afford to do so, you're storing the potential for future work that can help you accomplish the things that you need to thrive and survive. So stockpiling gold and silver is a really great strategy because it's universal. It's universal money, and it will always have value in every society, regardless of whether the currency collapses or the government collapses or whether there's a war or whatever happens. Gold and silver will always have value. Did you know that you can also stockpile things for growing food, such as fertilizer or the trace minerals or even macro minerals that are needed for fertilizer, such as calcium and magnesium? So fertilizer mixes or compost. You can start making compost now with your kitchen scraps and, you know, yard leaves and whatever. Compost takes time to become great, you know, to turn it into great soil. So if you are stockpiling compost and building compost, that's actually an investment in future food production. And if you're doing things like permaculture and you're building out water catchment systems or a pond or rainwater collection, those are also investments in the future. And that's how you can help overcome commodities shortages. Now, in terms of energy, you're always going to need a source of energy. So can you invest in solar right now? Well, yeah, you can, but currently they're mostly grid-tie systems. The off-grid solar systems are not yet mature, but the technology that's coming for that is known as sodium ion batteries. Sodium ion batteries. I've been a fan of these for a couple of years, waiting for the commercialization to really kick in, to where you can relatively cheaply purchase a massive amount of home storage of kilowatt hours using sodium ion batteries, which do not explode and burn up like lithium ion, by the way. And sodium ion is also much easier on the environment in terms of production, because you don't have to mine lithium to make sodium ion batteries. So more and more people will go off grid. They'll have a solar panel array that's stored in sodium ion batteries on site, maybe in their garage or in a building, that is also real-time feeding their household electricity needs. And you're going to see that more and more because the power grid itself will become less reliable. Remember, I said there will be energy scarcity in the system. We're going to have more rolling blackouts, and kilowatt hour prices are going to go higher and higher, especially for the eastern states, in the years ahead. So the way to combat that is to start building out your own solar array or other energy systems. And again, as soon as we have a sodium ion storage system, I will let you know about that, because that's something that's on my radar to talk about. And you can follow my work at brighteon.com or naturalnews.com, or you can follow my social media accounts. I'm on X at HealthRanger. I'm on brighteon.social as HealthRanger. And you can also use my AI tools at brighteon.ai. So I'll keep you posted about sodium ion. That's going to be a really great solution for a lot of people. That will help you get off grid. And you could have a standby diesel generator or even a small gasoline generator if you have a critical shortage of power because of rainy days or cloudy days, lots of them in a row, and you're just running short on power. You could burn fuel to recharge your battery, although that's not very cost efficient, by the way, but you could do it in a crunch. Otherwise, you want to rely on solar or wind or something like that to recharge these batteries. And these sodium ion batteries, some of them can handle up to 10,000 cycles. So we're talking about, you know, many, easily 20 plus years of usage, okay? Even longer for some of these. So that's a breakthrough. And that's why sodium ion is already being used by some grid operators to time shift the grid energy. So it's going to be a wild ride through all of this. It's going to require a reconfiguration of the economy, a reconfiguration of an understanding of what is wealth, what is resilience, what has value and what doesn't have value. And the second wave that's going to disrupt all this even further will be the wave of useful humanoid robots. Because then humanoid robots will come in and they will push the cost of labor down to be very low. Roughly, I'm guessing, about $1 an hour. Whereas right now, you know, what does human labor cost in the workforce? I don't know, even at the basic level, $20 to $25 an hour. But humanoid robots will do that for $1 an hour on average at scale. You know, not right at first, but give it a few years, it'll reach $1 an hour. So what does that enable? Well, that enables, you know, agriculture at much lower costs. It enables construction at lower costs. It will enable you to live more easily off-grid, and it can do things around your home like sweeping carpets and maybe loading your dishwasher, etc., sooner or later. Again, not right at first, but over time, it will be able to do these things. So that's going to then create service abundance or labor abundance, which is going to add to the cognitive abundance in the digital space that we started out talking about here. If you add to that labor abundance, well, now things really get interesting, because then you're dealing with something called post-labor economics that an influencer named David Shapiro talks about this extensively. Post-labor economics. How does the economy work when the cost of labor is plunging towards zero and the cost of cognition is almost already zero? What does the economy look like at that point? And, you know, what's the purpose of human life at that point? How do you stay relevant? How do you earn an income? Will there be a universal basic income, a UBI? What will be the cost of groceries? You know, etc. Lots and lots of questions. But radical abundance in terms of labor abundance will also have tremendous benefits for humanity, even as it disrupts a lot of existing jobs. But understand that even labor abundance does not cause commodity abundance. So commodity scarcity will continue to persist even with abundant labor and abundant cognition. And that's why I mentioned commodity scarcity. In other words, all the robots in the world don't make more copper. Although you could say, well, maybe robots will eventually do copper mining. Yeah, maybe, but copper mining is already very well automated through combustion engines and large machines, etc. You know, robotics, its ability to improve the efficiency of copper mining is rather marginal. At least that's my understanding of it. And the same thing's probably true with aluminum and nickel and tungsten and cobalt and some of the other key critical minerals in this economy. Those minerals will continue to be scarce. So again, commodity scarcity combined with cognitive abundance, and then the second wave will be labor abundance. So if you understand these three points, you will be able to navigate the future world much better. If you don't understand these points, you're going to be caught by surprise when certain things go up in price and other things become almost free. You'll be astonished. So take note of these three very important points. Make it part of your understanding of where we're headed and learn to use the tools that help you connect with radical abundance. And one of the best ways you can do that right now is to use our AI tools. And you can start at brightlearn.ai, which is our book creation engine. And sometime in just the next few days, I'm going to open up that engine to free public use to generate the shorter books, which are three chapters. And you won't need a token. You don't need to pay anything. You'll be able to generate the shorter books. So take advantage of that. Or if you want to get tokens, you can shop with our store, healthrangerstore.com. And when you shop there, you get loyalty points with every purchase. And then you can trade those loyalty points on your account page there. You can trade them for book tokens. And then you can use those tokens to generate books. I know it's kind of a workaround at the moment, but we don't want anybody to have to pay for tokens. So we're just trading them for loyalty points. So that's how you get those points right now, if you want to get them, or the tokens, excuse me, and you can use those tokens to create books. Or you can wait for the free tier to open up, and then you can create shorter books. Either way, learn to use these tools, and you will be able to experience radical abundance. Just be ready to make it through the commodities scarcity by stacking gold and silver, and you'll probably be okay. And learn to grow food, learn to make your own home medicine, and you can acquire all those skills through our book engine at brightlearn.ai. So check it out. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. The Christmas sale for the Health Ranger store begins December 11th at 11 a.m. and it runs through December 15th. And during this sale, you get double the loyalty points on all your purchases. Plus, we have amazing discounts from some of our third-party vendors, and we have a mechanism for you to get tokens for our book creation engine. Also, I'm going to show you all that here. So again, it starts December 11th at healthrangerstore.com. And you can take advantage of all the products that we have here, all of our supplements, foods, superfoods, storable foods, the personal care products, super anthocyanins, you know, everything, the magnesium supplements. We've got all these different categories, home, food, preparedness, supplements, and so much more. And if you want to take advantage of this with our third-party vendors, then those discounts range from, for example, Nahaya Active Organics Skincare is at 25%. Discount. We've got Delilah Home for the certified organic bed sheets and pillow sheets, and also they've got bamboo as well as cotton, and that's a 10% discount. We've got Arc Seed Kits available. The Sirthrival brand with Daniel Vitalis. Sertodo, which is the incredible copper goods for your home and kitchen, those are at a 15% discount, and I have all those in my kitchen now. I'm using all those pans and cups. We've got discounts, even smaller discounts, on the Berkey water filters, the garden towers, and many things like that. In addition, let me show you, if you want to, I mean, not only do you get double points, but if you click on your account here, you're going to be able to click on Manage My Points, and then you see it says clean food rewards. You can scroll down and you can redeem your points for a Bright Learn token. That's this right here. You just click get reward and then you click redeem. And you're going to have a book token to generate a book at our new book creation website, which is brightlearn.ai. And that will generate books for you. And these are some of the books that our other users have already generated. You can click here to view all the books. And wow, there's new books happening. Starlink, Drone Death to Decentralization, The Plant-Powered Nutrition Cookbook, The Supplement Code, so on and so forth. Vibe Code, Off-Grid Power Pioneers, Garlic Unleashed. And let's see, we have 319 books right now. You can create your book using that book token. And you can redeem your loyalty line points at healthrangerstore.com right here to get those tokens. It's 300 points per token to generate each book. So that's how you take advantage of that during our sale. So again, it all starts on December 11th at 11 a.m. Central, and it runs through December 15th, also at 11 a.m. And we've got all kinds of things that are back in stock. We've got the loyalty line points for the BrightLearn book tokens and the discounts from our third-party vendors, double points. The products that we ship from our store, they will arrive before Christmas within the 48 contiguous states. So if you want to purchase for Christmas for someone, go ahead and shop any of the products that we sell ourselves, not the third-party vendors, but our own products. Those will be shipped and you'll get them before Christmas, guaranteed in the 48 contiguous states. It's just the third-party vendors, we can't guarantee their shipping timelines, so we don't know if you're going to get those before Christmas. And also, you know, the free shipping only applies to the 48 contiguous U.S. states. So outside of that, Alaska, Hawaii, of course, you're used to the fact that there's going to be extra shipping, but that's shown in the shopping cart. So, but one of the cool things you can do is you can actually use a book token to generate a book for someone that's personalized to them as a Christmas gift. You can use a title that they would recognize as something personal to them, even though the book will also be publicly available to everybody else, but you don't have to put in, you know, names and personal details like that. But it can be an inspired gift for somebody who would love a book about something really amazing, like different varieties of garlic or varieties of broccoli or something inspirational. So keep that in mind as well. Lots of different ways to create thoughtful gifts for people and to take advantage of all of this at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 11th at 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, founder of Health Ranger Store and the AI developer of the brightlearn.ai book engine. Thank you for your support.